Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia, Daf Tes Vav. The Gemara and Daf Yidal and Beis brought down a sheet of Shmuel. Shmuel holds that you're not allowed to be gave a shvach. Someone sells a stolen sada, and the Nigzal comes and takes it away from the Lekeach. So even though the lekeach was mashpiach l'sada, he can't be given that shvach from the meicher for achrayis. The Gemara says not only if he's not even if he's mefarish the shvach in the achrayis, he speaks at beferish that he wants to be given a shvach. Afal pikin, he can't be given a shvach. This is a problem of ribbis. So the Gemara on the Afidano base asks a lot of kashas to Shmuel. One of the Gemara's kashas is the Gemara brings a brisa. Tasha bala chilus peris kitzer. Rishon gozel sada bechaveru v'areyu yitzir v'tachas yaduk shu goyve goyve zakar b'rechaser b'shubadu v'peris goyve b'rechaser b'reichayr. So the Gemara says, hey, chidob. Either we're connecting tani, like would be bashba pashtis, that someone stole a sada, now the nigzal are taking it away. Gaza be bagavi. Who could the gaza be gave anything from? Elav, gaza sada bechaveru b'achar l'achar. Must be talking about that the gaza stole it. V'shpicha. Now, the keach, after the nigzal's terrifim, the nigzal takes away the sada, he wants to come be gave from the gaza, the sada, the peiris. And it's before that akapadami can be gave the peiris from the chasa b'nei chayrud. He can't be gave from the kuchas, because it's erik tzuvim. But he could be gave from the Bnei Chayrin. Amarava, so you see that like Shmuel. Esteg Mar, you see that like Shmuel. You see that Habmiya, you could be gave Akapana from Bnei Chayrin. You could be gave with Achray Shvach. And you see that there's no problem of Rivas. Amarava, Hachamai Eskidagot, Shigazu Sadam Echaveri Blei Aperis, V'Ochas Aperis, V'Chava Babar Sichur Amiris. Ba Nigzal Ligvis Karen, Gave Bruchasa Bishabada, Ba Nigzal Ligvis Peris, Gave Bruchasa Bnei Chayrin. So Rava says that the case is not talking about a lekeach. The case is talking about someone stole a sada. He ate the peiros of the sada, and he was masik the etzim sada. So when he's paid for the etzim sada, so then the nigzal could go be given from the lekuchas. Masha Eikein, when he's be given only the peiros, then the nigzal can't be given from lekuchas. He can be given only from the rechasim that the gazal has himself. Rabbi Rav Huda says a similar teretz. Abar kegoyin should have tluah besikin. The case wasn't that he was stole, that he was basic to sada. The case was that it was stolen, and Rashi explains anosim nachrim natluam and agazim umachmosay that the reason why these anosim nachrim took the sada wasn't stam that they want the sada. They took it because of the gazim, and therefore the halacha is Rashi brings a mishnah babakama that the halacha is that yichayev if it's machmas a gazim then yichayev to pay. And so therefore, both Rabbi Rav Huna and both Rabbi say it's not talking about a lekeach at all. The chiv over here is not a chiv of achrayis. The chiv is pashut because he was either mazik the sada or someone else took the sada because of him. And therefore, it's nothing to do with Shmuel's halacha. And the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara asks, Im Kain, why takad could he be given a karam b'chasu b'shubadim? L'chayra, it's a regular gzeil, it's a regular bil valpeh. There was no shtari. How could he go be given from l'kuchas? The Gemara says it's talking about avam b'din. So Gemara asks if it's talking about Amma Bedin, why is Paris different? So Gemara says, no, in Chanami, the Paris is talking about Loy Amma Bedin, and the Karen, the Karka, he was Amma Bedin on the Gufa Karka. And Gemara says, it's a normal case. It's a normal case that you're Amma Bedin on the Karka, and you're not Amma Bedin on the Paris. So Tais says, the Ramasik Shah Amma Bedin is Ma'irir, Im Kain, why do you need a special tikkun of Oilam to not be Goyve, the Paris, from the Shubadim? Mashba over here that you can't be the price of it is being mefarish the mishnah that e metziyah machilus peiris may tikkun oilam. Okay, if you're telling me that's talking about a pashta gazan that ate up the peiris and you weren't omavedin on the peiris, so it's a regular mulval peh. So why do you need a special tikkun oilam not to be goyve the chiyev of the achilus peiris from the chasav shubad? So Tosis answers v'yesh loymar the lab they took an oilam av amina hayul v'omavedin al kerim. Yish kol gam peiros. I would think, without the special ticket of Oilam, I would say that there is a coil on the peiros. Since there was an Oman Bedin on the Karen, that would make a coil on the peiros also. So the Maram is Mazda. So why the Maisa? What's the reason the Maisa that you're not going there? What's the pshat of the ticket of Oilam? If there's a coil on the peiros, then why would there be a ticket of Oilam not to be going there? So the Maram explains that the reason of the ticket of Oilam is that even though there is a coil, but it's Enam Tzuvim. The payers are enum tzuvim, it's not a set amount, and there's a sugya gittin, it's something that's not katsuv. The halacha is al tikkun oilam, we're not goyve from lechasim mishubadim. So kuchas don't know how much to watch out for. So the Maram is a little shver for the Gemara. The Gemara is beforish that if you would have been omav din on the payers, the halacha would be that you would be goyve from lechasim mishubadim. So it's beforish to the Gemara that there's no svar of enum tzuvim on the payers. So why over here are we saying that when there's a koil on the sadeh, and the koil's yitzah also on the peiros, is the Maram calling it Enam Tzuvim, and there will be a tikkun ha'olam. Unless you say that maybe if the koil is only a day of karka, so then the payers aren't so kotzev. There will be a direct amar bedin, it will be different. Tzarechiyin. Ayin the Rishash, Rishash is also this kashan maram, ayin shom. And the Rishash says a different pshat and tesis. The Rishash learns that the pshat and tesis is that there's not such a strong koil. So even though midina, the koil will be enough, since not always the people hear the koil, so if they tikka the oilam, we were masakin, that you're not goyve, and can't be goyve these payers, because we're scared that maybe the Lekuchas didn't hear this koil, since that's just the wrong koil. Now, Taisvis discussed Rabba Rav Huna's Teretz and Rava's Teretz. Now, there's a third Teretz of the Gemara, the Teretz of Rav Asher. Rav Asher says, let's study Tony, that the story was, he was Gozal Sotha Bechaveri, Malaya Paris, for Ochel's a Paris. So he learns, like Rava, that Rava and Rabba Rav Huna, that the Chiyah Paris is the Chiyah between the Nigzal and the Gazlan. The Gazlan was Mafsid the Paris. But he learns that the story was not that he was mafsid the karka or the karka was stolen. The story was that he sold the karka, and now the nigzal is taking away the karka, and the chiyav on the karka is referring to the chiyav of the meicher, the chiyav achrayis on the meicher, that the meicher, the gazlan, has to pay back the lekeach. So over here, the shaila is for him, why do you need to take an oilam? It's back, we have the same kasha as Taisus. So the Ran explains that the story is that there was an om abedin, that the Nigzal was Maimid Lekeach Bedin, and he said, it's my karka, give it back. And he brought him to Bezdin, and Bezdin made Lekeach give back the Soda, and on day Zeh, we would have the same Svara, that the Koil would be Yoitzeh, on day that Amad Bedin, the Koil would be Yoitzeh. But if you look at the Maram Shif, the Maram Shif says a different, as it says, a different story. He says that the story was that the Lekeach, the Gazlin, the Nigzal was Maimid the Gazlin Bedin, on the Sode. And then, after the Amad Bedin, the Gaza went and sold it off to the Lekeach. And therefore, says the Maram Shif, there will be a Svara that the Amad Bedin on the Karka will make a call on the parish, just like Rabbi Rav Huna and Rava, just like Taisa says in Rabbi Rav Huna and Rava. And the beer on the bottom of the Maram Shif explains the reason why the Maram Shif has to make such a funny case that he couldn't simply learn like the Ran is with the Maram Shif had Shver that if the Amad Bedin was with the Lekeach, how would that make a koil on the Chiev of the parish between the Nigzal and the Gazlan? The Torah of the, between the Nigzal and the Lekeach wouldn't create dafka koil on the payers that the Gazlan ate. Therefore, says the Beer, that's why the Maram Shif didn't learn like the Ra. But in the Etzeb Kasha of Taisvis, what exactly the Chiddush is, some Rishayim don't like Taisvis Teretz. Some Rishayim say that it's Enechanami, there's no Chiddush, you don't need to take an Oilam on the payers. And it's Agav the other cases. The reason why I said that they take an Oilam is Agav the other cases. In this case, it's Medina, there's no special ticket on Olam over here, it's Medina, since there's no koil in the Paris, that you can't go and be grave from the Chasim Meshubadim. And the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara asks, but how could Shmuel say that Lekeach B'Gadzlin doesn't have Shvach, but Amalei Shmuel or Avchidna Bar Sheilat Imlich, the cost of Shufra Shvachu Peri? So the Gemara says, B'mai, Ibe Bal Chayiv, B'Islei Peri. How could it be that this Achrayis is the person that's writing this Achrayis is worried about a Tirfus Bal Chayiv? A Bal Chayiv can't be gave a Paris. So why would he write a Achrayis about Paris if the Bal Chayiv can't take that anyhow? For Amar Shmuel, Bal Chayiv gave us a Shvach, Shvach in Ava Paris Loi. Allah, but the Kech be Gazan. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Marsha is about Eir Pashtus, you learn, even Bal Chayiv, be Yisai Peri, it means that we're worried about a Tirfus Bal Chayiv from a Lekeach. Someone that buys a Sada is worried that a Bal Chayiv is going to come. So ask the Marsha, that the Gemara should have asked a better kasha. Shmuel Shita and Daf Yedalam and Aleph is that Achrayis is not Torah Sefer. By Bal Chayiv, Achrayis is not Torah Sefer. So why was Shmuel telling Rav Chidna Bar Shelas that you should imlach because of Shufra, which is Idyas and Shvach and Peri? What happened to the Etzem Achrayis itself? Shmuel Shita is that if you don't write the Feirush to Achrayis itself, you don't speak up the Feirush to Achrayis itself, the Etzem Achrayis you don't have when a Bal Chayiv's Torah. So the Gemara should have asked better that if it's talking about Bal Chayiv, you should have to speak out the Etzem Achrayis. Bishleim by Keach B'Gazlin. So the Keach B'Gazlin, Tosfos spoke out on Daf Yudala but Aleph, Divrei HaMaschol, Shiba Tzarech Limolach, that by the Keach B'Gazlin, since it's a Bekach Tos, he didn't sell it, so it blives like, it remains like Alva. And there it's Poshet that Achrayis is Tos Sefer, like the Gemara speaks out by Alva. But Masha'in Kain, Masha'ikin over here with the Gemara that's talking about Bal Chayiv, the Gemara should have asked that Shmuel should have had to speak out the Etzem Shiba, you should have to speak out. So therefore, the Marsha learns a different Pshat in the Gemara. The Marsha learns that when we say Iba Bal Chayiv, we don't mean, we're not talking about a case of Lekeach anymore. We're not talking about a Achrayis on a Mechira. Iba Bal Chayiv means when you're writing a Shtar, a regular Bal Chayiv, a regular Alva. when a reddish star of a regular avos, so it's poshut over there, achrayas to a sefer. It's poshut, you have a poshut shibud, and you can be great for the kucha. It's like the Gemara said in that Yidalam and Aleph, that even if you shmuel, by shtori alva, by shodi inish zuzi bechti, and the halacha is achrayas to a sefer. But you have to speak out, shuf for shvach operi. The Gemara asks, how could you speak out that you could be great for peiris? Halacha is that Abal Chayv is not great for peiris. Now, if you look at the Shita, B'Shev Begillion, the Shita B'Shev Begillion is Ma'ir in the same Kasha as the Marsha, and he says that the Gemara could have asked it. Seems that he doesn't want to go like the Marsha. Is that when we say Bal Chayv, we're talking about a story of a regular Bal Chayv, the Hemshech HaSugya, the Chayr Pashas Masha, we're talking about a Meicher and Lekeach over here. We're not talking about a whole different case, but he says that in the Chanami, the Marsha is a good Aura, that the Gemara could have asked this Kasha. Gemara asked a different Kasha, the Gemara asked that Bal Chayv, let's say Peiri, Gemara could have said it can't be talking about a Bal Chayv also because of a different reason. Ram Shif is ba'ir on the Marsha's pshat that l'chayra, if we're talking about a case of a Bal Chayv where he wrote the ikdi, so the halacha is in order to be gave a shvach. It's before the sugya of Basra daf kuf design. We'll see more about it when we get to the sugya of shvach. You need to write the ikdi, but says the Ram Shif that once you write the ikdi, then you don't need to write anymore. A special we don't find anywhere that a Bal Chayv has to speak out b'feirush that he wants to be gave a shvach. In the Chanami, it's before the sugya. If you don't write the ikdi, you can't be gave a shvach. There's no way how to speak out that you want to be gave a shvach. If you write the ikdi, l'chayr you gave a shvach. You don't need to speak out shvach. So what does it mean that by a regular bal chayiv you should speak out b'feirish that you want imlech to write shvach? If he has a ikdi, you can be gave a shvach. If you don't have a ikdi, if you only be meshabed karkois that you have now, not karkois that come later, shvach is something that's going to come later. The halacha is that you can't be gave it a shvach. What does it mean that you should be imlach about the shvach? We don't find this anywhere that you speak out a feirish at a shtar of a bal chayiv that he wants to be gave a shvach. It's an automatic thing that you gave a shvach. The tzarachin on the marsha, maybe the marsha holds it, you could speak out, even if you're not be gave all the ikdi, maybe you could speak out a feirish that you just want to be gave a shvach. Maybe there was such a betzias. This whole aura of the marsha, L'chayra, the feed the Ravid Shita on Daf Yedal was that Shmuel's din, that you don't say Achrayas to a Sefer, is both by the Kech B'Gazlin and both by the Kech B'Bal Chayiv. He doesn't hold of Tesis Svara and the Rishayit of Svara, that there's a difference between the Kech B'Gazlin and the Kech B'Bal Chayiv. He holds that any case of Mecher, Allah is Shmuel holds that you don't say Achrayas to a Sefer, even by the Kech B'Gazlin. So Im Kain, the Marshaz, the Oran, the Gemara, in the Havmin of the Gemara, so we said over that the Marsha says it's talking about a regular Bal Chayiv. He said the Shita said that the Gemara could have asked it, but the Chayiv, the Fida Ravid, the Kasha is going to be Nishal the Maskana. The Fida Ravid, that Lachis, you don't say Achrayas to a Sefer by the Keach B'Gazlin. So even the Maskana, the Gemara says that the case is talking about the Keach B'Gazlin, and the Gemara says that the Gemara answers that there's a Heter on the Shvach, there's a Heter on the Ribbis, talking about a case where there's a Heter on the Ribbis. The Chayiv over here, the Chayiv, the Fida. The Rashad's aura is gonna be remain the maskana lefida ravid that the chayyim should have to speak out the etzav achrayis. Why is Shmuel speaking about a shvach peiris idius all these things? What happened to the etzav achrayis? Tzarachin lefida ravid. What is he gonna do with the Rashad's aura? The Gemara answers this kasha. The Gemara answers that in a chanami we're talking about the keich b'gazlin, but there's cases that Shmuel's maskim even though the Gemara said before that there's a problem of ribis to be gave achrayis shvach. But the Shmuel could be maskim in certain cases. And Gemara says, two terutzim. Either it's talking about that he has yeshle karka, or the Gemara says it's talking about kanu miyode. These are two cases where it's mutter, there's no problem of ribbis. The Rashi explains, because yeshle karka, the God says, shabag beyu lelekeach karka, veloy mois, pashle mechsiki ribbis. Rashi says, if you pay him back karka, so then it doesn't look so much like ribbis. If you pay body, it looks like he gave you body, giving back more body. But over here, you're just giving him karka, so it doesn't look as much as like ribbis. So Rashi has a mashmoy, so you have to dafka give the karka. And that's what takes care of the problem of ribbis. But if you look at the Ritva says that the lobbis of karka is that since you have a shibud on the karka right away, it's either right away, you own the karka. The Shiva lets us look at it like you own right away the karka, and the Ritva speaks out, therefore, even if afterwards you end up paying money, since you already kilo own this karka that was b'shubet to you for the achrayis shvach, so therefore, even if he ends up paying money, we look at it just like he's buying back the karka that was b'shubet to him, and therefore it doesn't look like ribbis. Now the Gemara asks that l'chayra these haterim of yeshle karka and kana biyadim we don't find by other ribbises, by other ribbis drabbanon. By Ribbistra Barad of Sabisa, the Gemara asks that we don't find this, and the Gemara answers, no, Hasam Alva Hachazvini. Over here, over there is Halva, so it's more Chamer. Over here, it's the Mekach, and a Mekach is more Kal. So you have to understand exactly why over here we're talking about a Sadik Zula, there was no really Mekach Hal. So what does it mean, Zvini? Well, it just means that Pashat, the way that they didn't make Halva, even though in Lomdis there was no really Zvini going on, but since he gave it a Dasa Mecher, that's also enough to make it more Kal in the Ribbistra Banan. And the Ritva, when he speaks out in Akuda, what's the difference between Alva and Zvini? He says that by Zvini, in our case, it's just a Mechsika Ribbis. It's not real Ribbis. Masha Ein Kain, in the case of Sabasa, even though it's not Ribbis Deraisa, because he's taking his saw, giving back his saw, but since he's making Alva, he's giving back more, so it's a Ribbis Drabbanan. It's not only a Mechsika Ribbis. In this Heter of Kadabi Yadai and the Heter of Karka takes care of that it looks like Ribbis. If the Rabbanon only asked it, it looks like Ribbis, not because it's real Ribbis to Rabbanon. So over there, there's a Heter. Masha Enkein over here by Zvidi, it's just a Mechzik Ribbis. It's not real Ribbis. Even with Rabbanon, it's not real Ribbis because he's giving the money out to Achrayis. He's not giving the money because of a Ribbis, because of a Scharam Tonim. He's paying it back because of Achrayis, so therefore, even though it looks like Ribbis, because he took more than he gave, and there was no real Mechachal, but therefore, that's what comes in this Heter of Konami Yadoi and the Heter of Yeshle Karka. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, brings a chiddush from Shmuel, Gufa Amar Shmuel, Bal Chayiv Gave Es HaShvach. That the halacha is, that if someone has a karka, a Bal Chayiv has a karka to Meshubatim, even though the Meicha already sold it to the Lekeach, and the Lekeach was Mashpiach the Sade, the halacha is that the Bal Chayiv can be gave the whole Shvach. And Amar Rava, Teidash, Ken Kaysev Loi Meicha Lekeach, and not Ikim, the Ishpi, the Itki, the Imrik, Zvina, Ilan, Inam, the Amleim, the Shuvchem, the Ikim Gadamach, Utsvi, Zvina, the Nam, the Kibo Loi. The Rava says, you see, that we've seen the Shtar Mecher, that the Meicher is Bekabel, the Achrayis, if the Bal Chayiv is Teirif, the Shvach. And the Gemara goes on, Amalei Rav Chiya bar Avin, the Rav Elam, Atta Matana, like Sibbe Hachi, Yochan Amid, like Torf, a Matana that you don't write a Chrayis, normal Matana, that you don't write a Chrayis, Im Kain, you shouldn't be able to be Teirif. Shvacha, Amalei In. And the Gemara asks, Chiya, okay, Matana, we mech, Amalei In, Yafu, Yafu, as long as you don't write a Chrayis, then the halacha is that you can't be gave a Shvach, the only time you can be gave a Shvach is only when you write a Chrayis. So Tesis, the Ramasal Teda speaks out. That's the first from the fact that Gemara is saying that Lamais is a difference between Matana and Mecher, that Rava wasn't just bringing a raya from the fact that you see you write Shvach, must be you gave a Shvach. Rava was saying the reason, this is the Svara, that the reason why you're able to be gave a Shvach is because the Mecher was Mekablach Rayas to pay the Lekech back for the Shvach. That's why the Balchay could be gave a Shvach, and that's why the Gemara comes out that anytime you don't have a Chrayas, by a Matana, for example, where you don't have a Chrayas, or who had in Lekher, every Mecher that doesn't have a Chrayas, the halacha is you can't be gave a Shvach. The whole reason why you can be gave a Shvach is only because you have a Chrayas. The Rosh, in similar Meches, is Mefarish, that the reason why he gave a Shvach is a Takanas Rechavim. We wanted that the Bal Chayiv should be able to be gave his Chayiv. Shoytino Dals, they love it. We want the Bal Chayiv to feel comfortable that he's going to always be able to be gave his Chayiv, and we want him to be able to be gave it even from the Shvach. And the Rosh explains that, what do you need this Achrayis? What's the Svara of the Gemara that sits the Meichor's of Kabbal Achrayis? So he says that we would only make this Takana the Mokim where the Lekech should never have said. If the Lekech was Mashpiach Hasadah and he's going to lose all his money, the Lekech invested money into the Sadeh and it's his Shvach and the Shvach grew in his Sadeh and he's going to lose all his money, we're not going to be master to the Lekech because of that. So therefore says the Rosh, that only when we know that the Lekechs get reimbursed from the Meicher, that the Meicher was Mekabel Achrayis to repay the Lekech for the Shvach, that says the Rosh, then is when the Chum were Mesakin that you could be Goyve the Shvach. And that's what Mashman Taisis also. And Taisis of Masal Teda. Taisis speaks out, Ein locho shem yigveyu bal chayimenu, de ein lekech machsid kol kach. Since the lekech is going to get back his money from the meicher, so therefore it doesn't bother us so much that it can be gave it. So it sounds also from Taisis, that Taisis understands the side of why he needed the chiyah b'achrayis here, just that we're only going to allow the bal chayim to be gave it a shvach, but makam lekech is not going to have any hafsid. Now the chedushi Aran is learned a different pshat, and how it works. He says that the lomdus of this Gemara, the reason why you need Achrayis is, he explains that Be'etzem, the Shvach was Bershus HaLekeach. The Lekeach was made the Shvach. There's no reason in the world that it should become a Shubid to the people that the Meicher owes money to. He sold it to the Lekeach, so Enoch Rami, the Kufa character, was Shubid to him because it was in his Rishus, B'Shas HaLva. But once he sold the Sada, now there was more Shvach that came afterwards, Bershus HaLekeach. Why should that be b'shubid to the malveh of the meicher? So the Ran explains that the lomdus is that since the lekeach knows that he's going to get repaid for the meicher, so therefore, anytime he's mashpiach the sadeh, it's ke'ilu he's makne the shvach to the meicher. A kapanim klape that it should be able to be chalon erachiyev a shibud to the balchayv of the meicher, and then the meicher gives back. Kilu, the meicher then gives back and sells that shvach to the lekeach. So therefore, any balichayvus of the meicher could be goyve this shvach, because it's kilu lekeach gave the sada back to the meicher, and now it becomes b'shubid to all the balichayvus of the meicher, and therefore they can be goyve from the lekeach. So therefore, it's pashut. It's only when he was b'kabel achrayus, only when the meicher is willing to pay the lekeach back for the tirfa of the balichayv, only then. Is the lekeach? We have this haskama that keilu the lekeach was makne back the sada, makne the shvach back to the meicher. The makayim that there's no chabalas achrayis and the lekeach is not being makne back the shvach to the meicher to allow it to become a shubit to the balechayvus of the meicher if he knows he's not going to get back the money for it. It's only been makom but the meicher was maskim to pay him for the tirfa of the shvach, then he gives it back to the meicher. Even if he's around, it's also like the Rosh speaks out at the Kanas Chacham. It's a little hard to understand how the lekeach can be makne back to the meicher. But the feed around, there's a havana, there's a mahalach, how the Kanas Chacham works. And it only makes sense when there's a Kabbalah Zachrayis. And therefore, it says the Gemara by Matana, it's not the halacha. Now, the Gemara in Baba Basu Daf Kuf Nun Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara discusses the sugya of the ikni. Now, what's the halacha if someone makes halva? So, Enechanami all saw this that the loyve had now b'shas halva becomes b'shubet to his halva. But what's with the sadis that the lekeach bought after the halva? Chayr b'shas maisa wasn't here, so I wasn't m'shabet it. So, the Gemara discusses if there's a problem of eid adam makne dover shalai b'loyim, is there a problem in shibud that someone can't be m'shabet a dover shalai b'loyim, that b'shas halva, you can't be m'shabet karkois that weren't yet, don't belong yet to the loyve. So, the Gemara says that lechayra, every single shvach that the Balchayv wants to be gaive is a chayra de ikni. It's a chayra, the shvach only came afterwards. Now the story is that the Balchayv, the meicher, owed money to people and saw this were b'shubet to them, and then he sold the sada to the lekeach, and then afterwards, the lekeach was mashpiach, chayra, all that shvach, asks the Gemara, only came afterwards. So how could the meicher be mashabed that shvach to the lekeach? So the Gemara says, in a chanami, this din, the shvach is b'shubet, is going like her mayor. If you're going to say that the ikni doesn't work, it has to go like her mayor. So it's first in the Gemara that every shvach has to work with a de'ikni. And it comes out of Pignaf Kamina la'alocha because of this. That the Gemara later on says that the halacha is that if you have two balichoivis, you have a balichoiv, someone that lent money to the loive in Tishrei, and the next balichoiv lent money to him in Cheshvin. So the halacha is that the one that lent money to him in Tishrei has a k'timis. Any sada that was b'shubit to both of them, the balichoiv of Tishrei could go be gaiva before the balichoiv in Cheshvin. Says the Gemara, that's only sadis that the loiv already had b'shas Tishrei, b'shas when it was b'shubid. But let's say both of them were m'shabed de ikni. They both said that any sadis that you're going to buy later are also m'shubid to us. And then in Kislev, the loiv buys a new sada. So the Gemara's maskan over there is that sada, since it wasn't there b'shas ma'isa, the shibud of both the balchayv of Tishrei and both the balchayv of Cheshvin is both only chal later on in Kislev when he buys a sada. And therefore the shibud is b'shubid. And they split it. There's no kedimis of the balchayv of Tishrei over the balchayv of Cheshvin, since the shiva b'poyel was only chal later on in Kislev. So therefore they split it. The Gemara's maskana daf kuf and zayin of a base of a basu is that they split it yachloiku. And therefore the Gemara over there says by every single time where a balchayv wants to be gave a shvach, the Gemara says that he can only be gave a half of it because the lekeach. Since the meicher was mekabel achrayis of lekeach, the lekeach also has a shibud on this same sadeh to be gave it for the achrayis. He has a shibud to be gave the achrayis of this sadeh also from all the sadehs that the meicher is going to buy. So therefore, he also has a right to be tayr of this shvach. So therefore, the malva that wants to come and be tayr of this shvach is kilu. There's two malvas here coming to be tayrif, and we said that the Gemara comes over there and says that the ikni, when there's two malvas, they half-half, they only can be gave a half-half. So therefore the Gemara comes out over there that when a balchayv is gave a shvach, since the lekeach also has achrayis here, also is kilu, he's a malve of the meicher. He also, kilu, has a shibud on the meicher, so he also has a right to be gave a half the shvach for the achrayis of the sadeh, and therefore, every time a Baal Chayv wants to be gave a shvach, the Gemara says he can only be gave a chatzi shvach. That's a sugya in Bava Basra. So Taisus over there, in Kufna Zayinam and Aleph, there Masal the Ikni asks that the Gemara's suffix over there is Shmuel. Shmuel is the one that is besuppic whether or not Bechlal is a shibit of the Ikni. So Taisus asks, if the Gemara is beforeish, that you need to have the Ikni for achray shvach, in order to have it to be Baal Chayv gave us a shvach, you need the ikni. So how could Shmuel have a suffix? Shmuel is the one over here in Eretz Sugi that says Baal Chayv gave a shvach. So Tais over there answers that in the Chanami Shmuel's suffix over there is in the Rabbanim. Behold, it of the Makdavar Shloi Baal Oilam. And Shmuel, a kaponim klapi shibud, holds like her mayor. He holds it, even though he holds by kinyonim, not like her mayor, by shibud, since it's easier to be Meshabit something, he holds like her mayor, the other Meshabit Davar Shloi Baal Oilam. And that's why over here in Eretz Sugi says Baal Chayv gave us a shvach. Mashegin, the Rabbanim themselves, Shmuel's besupik, what they hold, Lugabi Shibud. The Ran, in Eretz Sugya, brings from the Ramban a different teretz. He says that not every Shvach is Loi Bala Oilam. In a Chanami, if a person puts in more things, he builds fences, he plants trees into the Sada, so that's Dovrish Loi Bala Oilam, that you needed the Ikniv to be Meshabed that tree, to be Meshabed that fence, that Shvach that came into the Sada. But he says, what happens if someone's mishpiach a sada without a dover shloi bala oilam? Someone pulls the weeds out of a sada. So it's nothing that, it makes a sada worth more. But it doesn't, there's no special haistafa in the sada that's loi bala oilam. So therefore says the Ramban that there's no, Tosfos Kasha is not shver. The Ein Chanan Mishmuel and Arasugi says Baal Chayv gave us a shvach, but he didn't speak about which shvach. It could be he's talking about a shvach she'inim mechudish. Not something new. He just made the sada worth more. He was mashpiach the sada without making anything loy bal oilam. He made the sada worth more without putting in new things. And therefore, says the Ramban, over there you don't need a problem, the ikni. Over there, the karka alone that was already mishubid to the original, to the Baal Chayv originally just came worth more. And over there, if there's a din of Baal Chayv, gave us a shvach, the halacha is that you wouldn't need the ikni. And therefore, there's no raya from the etzim din of Baal Chayv gave us a shvach to the inyan of the ikni. So the Ran speaks out, even though the Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Kuf and Zayin asks Gufa that brings a raya that the ikni is b'shuvit from shvach. So says the Ran, because the Gemara was learning that shvach means any type of shvach, even shvach b'chodesh, even if a person puts a new trees into the sada, which is aloy bala oilam, and that's why over there you need the ikni. And in a chanami, the Gemara could have answered, like the Ramban says, that the case of shvach is talking about inyan b'chodesh. The Gemara answered other kashas by saying that they're going like our mayor. So he says over here also, the Gemara just answered easily that the price of Shvach could be going like our mayor, and in a Chanami, the Gemara could have answered like the Ramban. But the Ran is chedek on the Ramban. The Ran says that even in such a case of Shvach, also you need the Ikni. And it's Pashit. The Ran is going with Shitasi, like we just spoke at before. The Ran understands that the whole Lomdis, how the Shvach that becomes Hushbach in the Rosh Hashanah Lekeach becomes Meshubid. How does it become a shubit? This mominus was in the shusha lekeach. How could this mominus become a shubit to the meicher? And the Ran explained the lomdus was because ki'ilu lekeach is makne back to the meicher. So therefore, it says the feed of Ran, it's pasha that any type of shvach has nothing to do with the fact that the shvach wasn't yet ba'olam. But safe David is a new mominus here that came to the sada that should not become a shubit to the Baal Chayv because it's now b'shus lekeach. And the only way it can become a shubit to the Baal Chayv is that this new momin, the lekeach, is ki'ilu makne to the meicher and the meicher is makne back to lekeach. Now, if the lekeach only marked it now to the meicher, that means the meicher didn't have it b'shas ma'aser. It's only becoming meshubin now. The whole way how Baal Chayv could be gave a shvach l'fi the Ran is, b'etzem it belongs to the lekeach, this shvach. The meicher has no right to go, the Baal Chayv shouldn't have any right to go and take away the shvach from the lekeach. The only reason is because he's marked it to the meicher. Now, in order to become, for something to become meshubin because he's marked it to the meicher, is that has to do with the ikti. So therefore, the Ran shita is that every single case of shvach automatically is going to have the ikni. Because if you don't have the ikni, then the whole lovedness of Baal Chayv gave us a shvach won't apply. The Ramban, Kinnira, doesn't learn like that. The Ramban, Kinnira, understands that there's some lovedness, how the meicher could be gave it a shvach. Maybe at the Takanas Chachamet, the meicher could be gave it a shvach without the whole lovedness of the Ran. I mean, the Ramban's not clear in the Chedusha Ramban exactly how he comes out, the lovedness of how Baal Chayv gave us a shvach. But the Ran, the Shitasai, it's Pasha that he holds it. The Ramban's Teretz doesn't work, because the Ran's Shita is that every single, the whole lomdus of Baal Chayv gave us a shvach is all bunny on the Yisaitis of the Ikni. It's the lomdus is that the Lekeach takes the shvach and is makt it back to the Meicher. So it's Pasha that has to do with the Ikni. Taisvis, the Ramaschal Baal Chayv gave us a shvach, Taisvis come, Tosfos says a chiddush that even though we understand that a matana, the Gemara comes out that since by matana is no kavolas achrayis, the halacha is you're not going to have a shvach. Tosfos says afal pikein yisoymin. If someone dies and leaves over a sadeh, and then the sadeh, the yisoymin mashbiach the sadeh, the halacha is that you could be gave a shvach. You could be gave a shvach, even though like the yisoymin don't have any achrayis. So chayru the pashtus misvar, the yisoymin should be like mekabli matana. Tosfos says no, yisoymin are different mishum the karei davuyin ninu. Since there. The ones that take over the father. So even if they don't have a kabbalah zachray, still they have to give the shvach. The halach is you can be gave a shvach. And Tosfos brings a raya from a sugya in Bechoyrus. The Gemara over there says that a isha b'ksubasa and a bonus b'bzayne seyem, the halach is that they can't be gave from the shvach of the karka. If the father, the husband sold a karka, and it must be, if the father owned a karka and the shvach on the karka, the halach is that they can't be gave from the shvach. A ksuba, a bonus, and the chiyah b'zaynis, a bonus, can't be gave from the shvach. And the Gemara there asks, va'om ha'shmo b'alchayv gave us a shvach, that a b'alchayv could be gave us a shvach. And the Gemara answers, that b'kuli ksuba shanu kan, that a ksuba is different, the ksuba doesn't have a din to be gave a shvach, and hu adin, the Gemara says, that bonus also, that only mitnai ksuba, so tnai ksuba is ksuba dam, it's a special kula by ksuba, and the din of b'zaynis of bonus. Now, Tosfos says that what's the case over there? Where was the sadeh lying that it had shvach? He says that it has to be, it's talking about by the yisaymin, because by lekuchas, halacha is that bonis aren't mighty mezainis from lekuchas bechlal. So you wouldn't be mighty to gufa sadeh from the lekuchas. So it must be that we're talking about yisaymin. Where then they can be mighty to gufa sadeh from the yisaymin for their mezainis. And afal pikein, the halacha is, you're not going to have a shvach. And the Gemara is the first, the whole reason why you're not going to have a shvach is only because of a kulik subah, it's beforish. That without that, the halacha would have been, without the special kulei ksuba, the halacha is a regular balchay, would be gave a shvach from the yisayim, even though the yisayim don't have any achrayis. The yisayim aren't getting back any money from the father for this. But so says Tosfos, must be there's a new din that bishop kari davoin, the halacha is, you can be gave. Tosfos later on brings that there's a Gemara daf kuf yud and a makabel that's a first, not like this. That's a first, the yisayim come along and they tell the balchay, onu eshpachnu. They tainu that we were mashpiach. That's the first thing. More there, if their tainu would have been right, that they were mashpiach, the balchayv wouldn't be able to be goyve. So Tosfos answers that the Gemara maskana anyhow is that's his eye that the case was talking about a case of a poitiki. And Tosfos shita on tesvava and beis. We'll see further on. Tosfos shita is that by a poitiki, it's keilu. It's already the balchayv sade. And over there, it's keilu. Anytime someone's mighty by tzais, someone's mashpiach the sade of a poitiki. It's keilu. He's yerid already to the sade of the balchayv. And the halacha is over there, that always the halacha of Balchayv has to pay back the Yitzias. He can't go and just take the Yitzias, because it's kilo, it's already his sada. So that's Tosfos Shita, that even though the Kabbal Matana, the halacha is you're not gave a shvach, because you don't have a chiyav achrayis. The whole time you can be gave a shvach is only from a meicher where there's a chiyav achrayis. But by Yisayim, it's not like that. By Yisayim, you could be gave. Now the other Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ran, and the Avkuf Yud, and they both explain the halacha, the sugya, in Bechayres a different way. They say that Ein Echanami. It's right. We're going to learn the sugya in Bechayres, like Tosfos say, you could be gave from the shvach of Yisayim. Not like Tosfos brings from Rashi. Tosfos brings a shot from Rashi in the Gemara that's not Mefurish Bechalal. That's talking about a case where you could be gave from Lekuchas. It's not talking about Yisayim. If you Rashi, it'll come out that you could be Be'emes gave from Lekuchas. They bring that Shittas Rashi. Maybe the Rishonim over there bring that Shittas Rashi. So you're not gave from Yisayim. Not like Tosfos, but they say the Oilam Mikulor is talking about that the Gemara is talking about over there Yisayim, and you could be gave from Yisayim Shvach. But they say that the Pshat is Alpi the Rif. The Rif sheet in Arsugya is that even though the Gemara is beforeish over here that you're not gave a Shvach from a Kabbal Batono, that's only Shvach that you are Yidei Yitzio. That if the Kabbal Batono was Moitzi Yitzah, as he himself was Mashpiach Lesadeh, so then the Halacha is you can't be gave a Shvach. Masha Enkein says the Rif, what happens if it's Mashpiach by itself? Things grow by itself. It's shvach de memeil. Shvach de memeil says the Rif. Then you don't need our whole sugya. You don't need the whole teda. You don't need the whole din that of the kabbalah zachrayis. Shvach de memeil says the Rif. That you could be goyve even without our whole sugya. So even by makal matani you goyve shvach de memeil. So therefore says the Rishonim, the Rashba, and the Ran that the feet of Rif, the whole shan the sugya mecharis is very partial. We're talking about shvach de memeil. So there, even a Makal Matana could be Geiva. So Mela, who I didn't say me could be Geiva. But Pasha, the Yisayim have the same exact thing as Makal Matana. Not like Tosfos. But the reason why the Gemara's the first should be Geiva is because it's talking about a type of Shvach that even you would be able to be Geiva from Makal Matana. It's going with the Shittas HaRif. That the Shittas HaRif is that by Shvachta v'meila you can be gave even from a Mekal Matana. Now, it could be that the Tosfos and the Ran over there in Daf Kafir are going a little l'shitasam. That Tosfos shita is that be'etzem the halacha of Al-Chayv gave a Shvach. It's a Tekanas Hacham, like the Rosh says. It's Tekanas Hacham, you can be gave a Shvach. The reason why by Makam Matana you're not goyve, and by Mecher with Achrayis you goyve is, because we don't want to make a takana, the Makam, we're being mafsid lekeach. We don't want to be mafsid lekeach. So therefore there's a Makam, a taste of Svara, to say that by Yisayimim, since they're their father's son, they're carried Abua, so they're more Achrayi to pay the father's chayiv. So we don't mind so much to be mafsid them. It doesn't matter if we're mafsid them so much. They're the father's son, so it makes sense to be goyve the father's chayiv from them. So therefore we don't, maybe the taste of Svara, there's a mock of a taste in Svara that even though a Makal Matana, we wouldn't take away a Sada from a Makal Matana. Because what right do we have to be mafsid the Makal Matana just because we want the Baal Chayv of the Meicher to get money? But by Yisayimim, there's more of a Svara to say that we don't care so much to be mafsid Yisayimim because of taste in Svara of Karida Avua. Mashegin the feet of Ran, the way the Ran understands the whole Sugi over here, the whole lumbness of how it works, the whole mechanics of how it works is with the Achrayis. It's either the Meicher sold it back to the Lekeach. Tzkidu Lekech sells back the Shvach to the Meicher because the Meicher is going to pay the Shvach. But Yisayim, you don't have that. You don't have the whole mechanics of the Takana. So it's very poshut that the Svar of Kari Davua would not apply Lefi Ram. The whole Svar of Kari Davua could only apply in the Shikas HaRosh, which Taisis and the Ramazal Teda seems to go with. So then Lecher will come out that the Ran and Taisis are going to Shitasim and had to understand the Sugyo. Now in the Shikas HaRif, and this sheet is a rift that the whole sugya over here is only talking about a shvach idei tzah. Masha enkin by shvach to mele yagayve, there's a machaikis rishonim in the dasa rift. There's a machaikis rambam in perikhof aleph, mehilchas bavle balacha gimel, and rambam. The enachanami, the rift says that by shvach that grows by itself, the alacha is yagayve. Shaila is, what's the alacha when someone's mitzi yitzah? He put in money, he put in work, and he was mashbiach the sadeh. Now, what's the halacha with the shvach that's more than the haitzah? A person put in, let's say, $1,000 into the sada, and now the sada went up $2,000. So there's the demei haitzah, there's $1,000, and there's another $1,000 that the shvach yeser haitzah. What's the halacha with the shvach yeser haitzah? So Rabban HaMocham is here, Rabban says clearly that the shittas harif is that you could be gave that also. The whole din that you can't be gave is only keneged the yitzir. Keneged the haitzah, the shvach yeser haitzah, the halacha is he could be gaive. And the Rambam over there in Perek Chaval of Halacha Gimel, the Rambam is at first not like this. The Rambam is at first that the whole Shittas Rif is only by the Shvach that happened by itself. Any Shvach that happened by Yidei Yitzah, the halacha is that you cannot be gaive b'chlal. Even the Shvach HaYeser Alo Yitzah. Now the Chayra, the Pashtis, would be like the Ramban. This Pashtis, the Havara in the Shittas Rif is that the Rif holds that there's a din of Aroi Ashvach on Shibur also. That if someone has a sada that's mashubah to him, and this sada is mashbiach, this sada has shvach. So the same way we know that if someone owns a sada, and the shvach on the sada, automatically, the halach is that the shvach belongs to the bala sada. And the reason for this is because of this svar of aroy ashbach. There's a lomnis and hilchos mamnis, that if someone owns something, and that thing is mashbiach, automatically the money of the shvach goes to him. So therefore, Pashtus, the lomnus of the Shittas HaRif is that the Rif holds that Shibud also is such a halacha. There's a kinyan of Shibud. I have a Shibud on your Sada to be gave for my Chayiv. I have a darg of a sub darg of kinyan in the Sada. I have a right to schus in the Sada to be gave for my Chayiv. If this Sada is Mashpiach, my Shibud goes on to that, has a kinyan on the Shvach also, and therefore I could, in a Chanami, I can't take it for free. I can only take it for my Chayiv. If I have money for my Chayiv, that's the amount of kinyan I have in the sada, but any shvach that comes in the sada, the shibud will go on that also. So therefore, the pashtus is like the Ramban, just like by a regular person's sada, if someone's mashbiach in the sada, the halacha is that the baal sada gets the shvach hayeser yitzah. In a chanami, has to pay back the yitzah for the person that's mashbiach. Someone that's mashbiach in the sada has a right to take the yitzias. I have to pay him the yitzias from the shvach. He has a right in the sada, in the shvach, to take the yitzias, but whatever's more than the yitzias belongs to the Baal Sada. The Shvach HaYeser HaYitzah, the halacha is belongs to the Baal Sada. So Mela, who has it? If the Rif holds that there's a din aroy ashbach on Shiba, the Chayra, if the Lekeach mashbiach the Sada, so in a Chanami, connected the Yitzia, I can't take it. This is no din aroy ashbach to take away the Yitzias that the person that's mashbiach the Sada gets. But on anything more than that, Allah is the din of Aroi Ashbach, is kind of that. It goes into his Rishos. So therefore, if there's a din Aroi Ashbach at Shibud, L'chayra, it should go on the Shibud, on the Shvach HaYeso Itza also. To Sarach Beer, what's a Pshat? And the Sheet is HaRambam. So Reb Chaim, on this Rambam, Reb Chaim is Masri, brings a Yushalmi. He says, he's makta with the Yushalmi. He brings a Yushalmi, that Yushalmi is a furish, that someone that's Yerit, someone that's Mashpiach, a stay Hefker, the Allah is that the whole Shvach goes to him. Even though a regular mashpiach, if someone's mashpiach, sadeh shel chaveirah, halach is he only gets keneged haitzah, how much he's moitzi, how much work the work was worth, how much he's moitzi in the sadeh. He doesn't get anything if the shvach goes up more, if the sadeh comes worth more than the work, that goes to the baal sadeh. But if someone's mashpiach must stay hefker, then everything belongs to him. Everything belongs to the yoyrid. So Reb Chaim Zachriach from this, you shall me that be'etzem, a yoyrid, b'yisoydi, has a right to everything. But as a yoyrid, someone that goes to someone's sadeh, as mashpiach sadeh, b'yisoydi has a right to the whole shvach. The reason why he doesn't get it always when he's mashpiach sadeh chaveri is because sadeh chaveri takes it away from him. The fact that I have a din aroi ashbach in my sadeh takes it away from the yoyrid. It's mafkia from the schus of the yoyrid. But in a sadeh hefker, where there's no one else to be mafkia, the halacha is that you get the whole thing. So therefore says Reb Chaim, amayr dik echidish. He says, when someone alikeach, in our sugya, is mashpiach his own sadeh, so says Reb Chaim, he has two reasons why he can be own the shvach. First of all, because it's his sadeh, and second of all, says Reb Chaim, the reason why he can be own the shvach is because he's a yoyrid, because he was mashpiach the sadeh, and there's no one else over here that's mafkia from his kinyan because he's the baal sadeh. So says Reb Chaim that every time someone's mashpiach his own sadeh, he has another tzchus to be kind in the sadeh because he's mashpiach. So therefore, says Reb Chaim that the Rambam held that light the riff. There's no din of aroi ashbach be'etzem. There's no din. A shiva is not enough of a kinyan to have a din aroi ashbach. The reason why he gets shvach to Mimela is because since the schus mamin that the lekeach has in the shvach by shvach to Mimela is kol kulei only, because he owns a sada. What's the schus that I have in the shvach? The whole schus mamin that the baal sada has in the shvach is because he owns a sada. So therefore says Reb Chaim, any time when your schus in the sada comes from the sada, so automatically, any dinim that people had on you in the sada would automatically go on anything that you were zoiche in mitzad the sada. So therefore, even though there's no be'etzev dikad din of aroi ashbach on a shibud be'etzev is not a thing that could take in and be kind of shvach. It's not enough of a kinyan to do that. But since the chus that the bala sada that the lekeach has in the shvach came machmas a sada, automatically any dinim that were on the sada go along with it. Since your whole din mamin in here is machbas, your mamin is in the sada. So therefore, any din mamin that was on the sada, any schus and shiba that other people had in the sada, would automatically go on the shvach. Masha Inkin says Reb Chaim, once he's a yoyrid, once he was moitzi etzas, it's a shvach machbas etzah, so then automatically the likeach has another schus in the sada. He could say that the reason why I'm being zeich in the shvach is not because it's my sada. The reason why I'm being zeich in the shvach is because I'm a yoyrid here. I was moitzi etzas here. That's another reason why I can be zeich. A regular yoyrid can't be zeich in the whole shvach because of that, because the baal sada is mafkia from him. But once over here, there's no baal sada to be mafkia from him, and the shvach, the shiba, the baal shiba doesn't have a din aroi ashbach to be mafkia from the din yoyrid. So therefore, he can be zeich mitzad the din yoyrid, and therefore there's no the baal chayv can't come along and say that I want to get a schus in the shvach because your whole schus moment over here is because of the sada that's meshuvah to be. Therefore, I want my shiba to go on the shvach also. But the lekeach could say no. The reason why I have a schus in this moment is because I was mashpiach. That's nothing to do with you, and therefore says Reb Chaim, that's why the Rambam holds that you could be zeiche, the baal chayv cannot be gave a bechlal from any shvach that comes ayidei the yitzias of the lekeach. So we have shitas teisvis that you could be gave from yisaimim. Teisvis learns the shita, the sugya, and bechayres that you could be gave from yisaimim shvach. And Teisvis brings teichtvav Rashi that Tzibis has a different pshat in the sugya there, and therefore the few Rashi bechlal it's not muchach that you could be gave from yisaimim shvach. And we said from the Yishayim and the Afkuf Yod, I'll pee the riff that they hold, that the riff shita is that you can be gave a shvach to Mela from Kala Matana. So Mela who had in a posh that you can be gave from Yishayim, so the Sugi Bechayim can be talking about shvach to Mela. And we said in the shita is a riff that you can be gave from Kala Matana, there's two shitas. There's a shita is a Ramban that holds that there's a Dinaroi Ashbach, and therefore you can be gave bein in schwach der mele bein in der schwacher yeserl yitzia then is the shit is a rambam that we explain up here prime that there's no dinner right ashbach is another alumnus why he gave a schwach der mele sitzik the schus moment of her came to the lekeach I did a sada so therefore you could be gave anything the balchayv has a right on anything that came to the balchayv to the lekeach mach was a sada ma she'en kein by schwach idei yitzia there a prime is a chiddush you could be gave you could be zeichem midin yoyrid. And that's why over there the Rambam sheet is Rambam's chelik on the Ramban, and he holds that even if you're a rift, you can't be gave it from any shvach that came aydei itzah. Now there's a marsha on this taisus. The taisus is betzadid that maybe we could say that the sugya b'cheres is talking about lekuches. And taisus says no, it can't be talking about lekuches because bonois can't be gave from lekuches b'chlal, and the Gemara is downing bonois, so therefore can't be talking about lekuches. Ask the marsha, what would it help over there to be talking about lekuches? Let's say he's talking about Lekuchas. You have the same problem. Mr. Chayra, over here, the Lekuchas, is talking about the Meich already died. The Meich already died, so the Lekuchas don't have anyone to go back to get Achrayas from. So if the Lekuchas already, if the Meich already died, so Lekuchas are just like Makabi Matara now. How would it help Taisus talking about Lekuchas? The whole reason why he can be gay from Lekeach is the Gemara's beforeish, because the Meich was Makabi Achrayas. But over here, we're talking about a story where the Meich already died. And Mashal speaks out, there's no sadis to be given from. It's if there be sadis to be given from, let the bonis go from those sadis. Mashal's bayrach, and the Mashal remains with the kasha on Taisvis. That the over here, the Lekuchas are talking about Lekuchas that can't, don't have anyone to be given the Achrayas from. So if the Lekuchas have no one to be given from the Achrayas from, Lechayr, the din of these Lekuchas should have the din of a Makabo Maton. So the Shach, and Sibukuftes, Vav, Sivkat, the Gibel, he's going on the Ramah. The Ramah brings from the Mukiyase, from the Ran, Narasugit, the Ran speaks out that the whole halacha that you could be gave from a lekeach, the shvach, is only if the meicher didn't die. But once the meicher dies, like the Mashah assumes, the Ran, Mukiyasev, and the Ramah paskets this halacha, it's in the Kufta Esfav Sif Aleph, that once the meicher dies, the halacha is you can't be gave the shvach anymore. But the shvach over there speaks out, he says, if you look at the Lashon, it's before the Lubnus, it's talking about that the meicher died before the lekeach was mashbiach. But if the lekeach was mashbiach before the meicher died, even if the Baal Chayiv wants to be tayrif after the meicher dies, as long as the shvach was there, ba'olam, b'shas, when the meicher was still alive, the halacha is the Baal Chayiv could be gaiva. And therefore he says the shach that the Marsha's kash is not shver. Marsha, the S, that lechayr over here, the meicher died, he says very nice the meicher died, but it could be talking about a case where the shvach was already there when the meicher was alive. And it's the first in the lashon of the Rishayim and the lashon of Ramah that the case that you can't be gaver when the meicher dies is only in a case where you mashbiach after the meicher dies, not when you mashbiach before the meicher dies, and then the meicher dies, and then the Baal Chayv wants to be gaver. So I heard from Simcha Maimon that l'chayr this halacha of the shach that it's totally in when the shvach came ba'olam yesh loimer that's in the Ran. This is the it's a lashon of Ran. It's the Ran l'shitasei that the Ran holds that the lomdus of how this the lomdus of how the achrayis works to make that you could be gaver the shvach. Is because you go it's either the lekech's makne back to the meicher, so therefore it's pashut it's totally b'shas when he's mashpiach and he's makne back to the meicher. So as long as the meicher is there b'shas the shvach, it becomes b'shubit. It says mashe ekin lefit a rosh and lefit taisvus that chayr goes b'shitis a rosh that the lomdus why I need a chrayis is pashut because we don't want to be mafsid them. We don't want to be mafsid the Baal Chayiv, so it's very tachin like to assume like the marasha that you need to have that chrayis b'shas the tirfa. B'shas, when the Baal Chayiv wants to be gaiva, the shayla is if we're going to be mafsid, the lekeach cannot be mafsid. If safe davar, b'shas the tirfa, there's no achrayis to go back on, it's coming out with being mafsid the lekeach. So it's very possible that the Marsha is right in the Shittas HaTaisvus and Shittas HaRosh. In Chanami, the Shach's Medayik in the Lashon of the Ram, not like this, because that's the Ram L'shitasei, but maybe the Marsha, it's going in Taisvus, the Chayr Kibir, the Marsha is right, that Lefi Taisvus, it'll be totally in the Shas HaTirfa, whether or not there's a Chrayis B'Shas when the Baal Chayiv wants to be Goyve. And on the Sugya, in the whole Sugya, in the Sugya over here, and the Gemara and Daf Yedal on the base, the Furish, that the whole Din that a Baal Chayiv is Goyve is only Shvach. Shvach in Peri Loy. A Baal Chayiv can't be Goyve Peris. The Shaila is, why not? What's the difference between Shvach and Peris? Why by Peris, the Halacha is that he can't be Goyve? So the Sma, it's in Mekufta Esvav Sivkot Neches, he says that the reason is because, like we said before, that the Meicher, the Lekeach, is also Kilu, he has a Chrayis on the Meicher, and he's also like a Baal Chayiv of the Meicher. So the Halacha is, says the Sma, the Halacha is that if your Kadam Megava, if a Baal Chayiv Me'ocher, even though the first Baal Chayiv has a rights before him, but if the Baal Chayiv is Kadam Megava, Mashagava Gava, so therefore says the Sma that any Peiris, it's ke'ilu, the meicher was gave it, the lekeach was gave it before the balchem has a chance to get it, and that's why the malva can't get it away from him. And so the shach over there in Sifkat and Yudzayin, he asked that lechayro, why do we look at it like a kodem v'gava? Lechayro, he's not talking about a case after the lekeach took the peiros. As long as the peiros fell off the tree, the halacha is that has a dead peiros, so he can't be given. He says some rishonim hold that even if it's still mechubra, as long as it's nigmar peiri, the halacha has already a din that the balchayv can't be given. Why over there is it kodem v'gava? Look at the tumim and Sifkat and Alf. The tumim says that maybe since it's automatically in his rishus, it remains automatically like a kodem v'gava. Ayin shom. But the shach says that the reason is a different pshat. The reason is because it's metaltalin. He says before Shinar Ban and Melchamas Tafzayim and Aleph, he brings from other Rishonim that the reason why you can't be gave from Peiros is because Balchoyev can't be gave from Metaltalin. And Peiros have a din on Metaltalin. So the Tumim over there in Sifkat and Yid Aleph, the Tumim asks that Lachoyev it's not true. Not always is the Halacha true that a Balchoyev can't be gave from Metaltalin. There's a way for a Balchoyev to be gave from Metaltalin. He says that if you Meshabid the Metaltalin Agav Karka, if you make a shibud on karka and you meshabed the metaltan agav karka, the halacha is you could be gave it. And he says, enechanami, so maybe you'll say, enechanami, in that case you could be gave it peiros. The cases that the Gemara is talking about, you can't be gave it peiros, is in a regular case. But he asked, imkame, what was the Gemara's kasha before the Gemara asked that how could a person write a shibud on peiros? Write a achrayis on peiros. By a balchayv, a balchayv can't be gave it peiros. Says the Tumah, maybe the person was worried that a balchayv that has a right to be gave it peiros. Maybe he's talking about a case where he's worried that a balchayv, he was meshabed metaltan agav karka to the balchayv, where there are cases that a balchayv could be gave a peiros. And that's why he wrote achrayis. And he says, don't tell me it's a funny case and it's a lo yishchiach tikka case, but he says the Gemara is the first that in Mabastu, that Bendan on the base, that we are chayshish for such a thing. So therefore, ask the Tumim, lachayr lafidah shach tam, it's going to be some cases where you could be gave a peiros. And it's mashman, the Gemara says, you're not gave a peiros bechlal. So the Tumim, but the Tumim says he doesn't understand the whole shiloh. Because l'chayr, the whole reason why he gave a shvach, it's the first in Agamara, only because you write, because the meicher writes a chrayis to the lekeach, and he says the meicher only writes a chrayis on the shvach. The meicher doesn't write a chrayis on the peiros. So if the whole reason why he could be gave a chrayis, the shvach, is because the meicher wrote this a chrayis to the lekeach, so says the Tumim Pashit, if you didn't write a chrayis on peiros, so you can't be gave a peiros. But the Sivis over there in Sifkat Navav, he says that the Tumim's reason, L'chayr doesn't work for every case, because in some cases, like we spoke before from the Shitas Arif, that by Shvachtim and Melo, the halacha is that you can be gave it even without Achrayis. The whole reason why I need Achrayis to feed a Rif is only by Shvach Ayde Yitzah. Shvachtim and Melo, you could be gave it. So says the Sivis, the Svar of the Tumim works very nicely by Shvach Ayde Yitzah, but in the Shitas Arif by Shvachtim and Melo, this wouldn't be a good time. And then Achas David asks on the Tumim, that l'chayr are very nice. So why, gufa, don't we write achrayis on the peiros and then be able to be gave a peiros? You're telling me that the reason why you can be gave a shvach, mishvach also can't be gave unless you write the achrayis in it. The reason why you can be gave it is because you write the achrayis. So why don't we write the achrayis on the peiros and be gave a peiros? If there's no real reason to be mechal to be peiros and shvach, l'chayr, why don't you say that why don't you write the achrayis on peiros and then be gave a peiros? So the Nachas David explains that the Svara is that Be'etzem, you shouldn't be able to be gave from Lekeach. He says the whole Hegyon over here, why you be gave from the Lekeach, in Chanami, it's at the Konos Chachavim, and Barosh, Baran, is because Seif Dover, it's something that's Mechubber to the Karka that was Meshubid to the Balchoy, but not stop making it Takana to be gave the Lekeach to Chasim. Says the Nachas David that the Peiris, they're not so Mechubber to the Karka, we don't look at them Mamish as Mechubber to the Karka, the Peiris Tlushin, or Akpanim Oymid Litalish. So therefore, the Chazal didn't make a whole takana that the Balchayv should be able to be gave these peiros, the peiros to Lekeach, the betaltet of the Lekeach. And therefore, says the Nachas David over there, there's no svara b'chlal, the Chazal should come along and say that the Balchayv should be able to be gave these peiros that belong to the Lekeach. The Shvach, which is a kaponim mechubber to the karka that's meshubber to the Malve, so that it makes sense that Chazal worked out a way how the Balchayv should be able to be gave it. But peiros that are talish, there's no svara b'chlal that he should be able to be gave it. So therefore, the Nachas David says that his svara is a svar betzir of the tumim with the shach that since it's betaltalin and it's betaltal to lekeach and we don't have the achrayis and it's a svar of why Chazal didn't make a shibud on the betaltalin. So it comes out we have four reasons in the achrayim why a balchayv can't be gave a betaltalin. The smas says it's called a megava. The shach says he brings from rishayim it's betaltalin and betaltal is not meshubet a balchayv. Tubim says the reason is because he did it right Achrayas, and the Chastovid says it's a svar in the gufa, of the svara of the Tekaras Chachab of Shvach, that something is not meshuvit to the gufa sada. They didn't give it, didn't allow the Baal Chayv to be gave since it's payers to the keach, it belongs to the keach. The whole reason why they let it be gave a shvach is only because it's a part of it, it's mechubit to the karka. Something is not mechubit to the karka, then they didn't allow the Baal Chayv to go be gave since the ikra din has a din of the chasim of the lekeach. And the Gemara goes on, the Gemara asks a kasha. That's the first in the Braisa that you're not going to the Shvach. So the Gemara says a teretz. Loi kasha, had the basic bein kashir aro shvacha, had the loi basic bein elo kashir aro. The yavai shvacha, you besalakleit. So the Gemara says that the reason over here, why over here you can't be going to the whole Shvach and you have to pay the yitzias, it's talking about that his chayiv is only the mount of the sadeh. The whole thing that Shmuel says about chayiv gave us a Shvach. It's only that you could be gave also the shvach, but for your chayiv, if you have enough money, if he owes you enough money, he owes you more than the gufa sada, he owes you more, so then you could go and take the shvach for the extra money of the chayiv. But if you only owe him kashir the sada, then the halacha is it can't be gave. So Rashi says, so why do you have to pay the yitzias dafka? Why could you be gave the shvach yeso yitzias? If you tell me you only have the shir ara, so why can you be gave the shvach yeso yitzias? So Rashi says, let's talk about a funny case, it's talking about that the mail to the chayiv so happens to be it's connected to the karka and the shvach hayesa yitzia. So that's why you have to give back the yitzias. It has nothing really to do with the yitzias bichlal. Really, the story is that you gave it as much as you have in your chayiv, and it so happens to be Rashi says the big daichik that we're talking about a case that you have the mail to the chayiv is kashir the shvach hayesa yitzia and kashir the sod. Taisvis is his kasha on this problem. He's not masking. Taisvis is not mucha to make like a doichik like Rashi. And he asks, Im Kain, why do you take the shvach yesa yitzio? And Taisvis says, in a chanami, the Gemara could have asked his kasha. And Taisvis says that the maestro, the Gemara says, is talking about a poitiki. And by a poitiki, Taisvis shita is that the halacha is that poitiki, it's kilu, it's already belongs to the malve. And it's kilu yoyeri, the son of chaveri. And therefore, it's pashit, says Taisvis, once we're talking about a poitiki, the halacha is that the shvach yesa yitzio goes to him. And the person has a right to take the yitzias. We'll see cases later on. The Rimaschel Kugoyim learns that you can even if he has a chayv connected the whole sadeh, connected the shvach, still you can't take it because it's already kilu to the sadeh, and you have to pay the lekeach as a regular din of a yud. Now the Hagoyis Agro on the side of our Gemara brings down the Ramban. The Ramban learns our sugi says that the Gemara says Hanicha idloy mati misalik bezuzi. And the Ramban shita is that as long as he can't be misalik bezuzi, the Ramban holds that that's enough of a svara that the Baal Chayv has a din of Aroi Ashbach. That the Baal Chayv has a din on his shibur of Aroi Ashbach, and he could take, even when you don't have a Chayv connected, since you can't be misalik in bezuzi, it's either the sada is already his, and he could take any shvach that comes from the sada belongs to him, even if he doesn't have a Chayv enough to be able to take the sada. It's mamash like a din of Apaitki, it's either it's his already. And the Shach in Sima Kuftes Vav, Sivkadach Vav, is this Kasha. And he says that the Chayr, it's a pelot to say that Loi Mati Misalik Bezuzi, a regular Shibur, it's not talking about a Paitki. Just because I can't be Misalik Bezuzi and you have a right to take the Sada. So therefore, any Shvach that grows from the Sada, Baltim Arashus, belongs to the Baal Chayv. Says it's a big Chiddush. If you look in the Shita, B'Shem, the Rivash, it's from the Ritzvash, it's the Rivash. He says also this Kasha, Ba'ir on this Ramban, how could it be such a thing? But the Ran says, that Akaparim, the Maskonas HaGemara, once we say it's talking about a Paitiki, like Taisa speaks out, he says that even Rashi that argues on the Ramban, and he holds that by Loi Mati Misalik de Bezuzi, Rashi holds that you don't have a din of Aroi Ashbach, and you can't take the Shvach HaYesel HaYetzio. But he says Akaparim over there, Rashi's made it to Rashi, by a Paitiki, Rashi's going to be made that there's going to be a din of Aroi Ashbach, and he can take the Shvach HaYesel HaYetzio, even if the Shira Chayv is only connected to Karka. But if you look at the Shach, in Sivan Kuftas Vav, Sikatach HaVav, in the parentheses over there, the Shach says, if you betayik in Rashi, Rashi doesn't hold this way. Rashi holds that even by a Paitiki, we're still talking about the same Akimta, and we're talking about a case where the Shvach, where the Shchayv is connected to the Shvach HaYesel HaYetzio also, and he's betayik in Rashi, but Rashi, when he explains a Paitiki, Rashi says, Sach HaKol, that the Teretz of a Paitiki is that he can't be Mesalikim. That's all he says. Rashi doesn't say, therefore, anything switches in the sugya. It's very mashman Rashi, says the Shach. Not like how the Ram learns in Rashi. It's very mashman Rashi. Rashi holds that even by a poitki, He argues even on Tesis, Tesis doesn't agree to the Rambam to say that in the case of Loi Motzi B'Sal Le'Bezuza you have Aroi Ashbach. But like upon Tesis holds by a Poitiki like that, the Shach says that Rashi's Mashbach even by a Poitiki. The halacha is that you can't be Goyve the Shvach. You don't have a schus to take the Shvach. The only time you can take the Shvach Hayesel Yetziah is only if you have a Choyiv connected that Shvach. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara talks about a case. What happens if it was Hikerba? So Lekeach knew that it was a Sadek Zula, and Aval Pikin, he wanted to use a Sadek. He gave the Lekeach, he gave the Meicher money. What's the halacha with the money? So the Gemara brings Machaikis Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that the Mois has a din of a Kadin, and therefore you could be gave out upon him the Mois back. Machaikin Shmuel is the Mois of Matana. A person knows that it's a Sadek Zula, he gave the money, he must be, he's giving it to him as a Matana. Now Tosfos speaks out. Tosfos asks Akasha L'Chayr to furish over there that you could be goyve even shvach. So furish Gemara and Baba Kama that even though it's hikar, but you could be goyve even shvach. And the Gemara over says L'kul Yam you can't be goyve shvach. So Tosfos says Yeshloim the Hasa Myrish Kibol of Achray. So over there he's talking about where he spoke out beferish. When you speak out beferish, you could be goyve. And the Mashal's Masber that even though there's a problem of ribis, so he says it's totally in Rav and Shmuel, Fish Shmuel, that there's a problem of ribis on Shvach, like the Gemara said in Daf Yidal and Beis, we'll be talking about, like the Gemara answers, talking about Yeshle Karka, we're talking about Karna Miyade, and Lefi Rav, that there's no problem of Ribbis, that doesn't have to be talking about that case. So the Mashal learns in Taisvis that the Hikerba and Loi Hikerba, the Sugya of Daf Yidal and Beis, the Shaila, whether or not you can be grave as Shvach or not, it's the same thing, there's no difference between Hikerba and Loi Hikerba, Loi Rav, there's no problem of Ribbis, and Loi Shmuel, there's a problem of Ribbis, and you have the Eitzis, you have the Pash the Eitzis of whatever the Gemara says to take care of Ribbis. In the sugi before, you have over here also. Now the Baal Amor is on Daf Zayin Amar Alpha Daf Erif is beforeish that he holds that in case of Hikerba, since it's such a joke, the whole Mekach, he knows he's not giving the money for his Zvini Bechal, he knows that even if you Rav, there's a problem of Ribbis by Shvach. And therefore, even if you Rav, says the Baal Amor, you have to talk about, we have to say that the case is talking about Yesh Karka or Konami Yodri. So the Baal Amor holds that there's a problem of Ribbis by Hikerba, even if you Rav. But he holds that the Eitzis, that the Gemara says in Shmuel, works here also. But if you look in the Rabbanim Elchames and the Avchesam and Alpha Daf Erif and the Ran over here, they both argue. They say that by Hikerba, it's a regular Alva. It's the whole thing's a joke from beginning to end. It's a regular Alva, and therefore they say that over here, even there's going to be a problem of Ribbis, and it's not going to even help Shmuel's Eitzis. Over here, the whole Eitzis of Shmuel is only by Lo Hikerba, where therefore there's somewhat of a Zvini going on. Over here, where it's Hikerba, where everyone joke from beginning to end, he knows clearly that he's not telling him a Sadeh, so says the Ramban, it's a Pashta Alva, and over here will not help the Eitzis of the Gemara, and you cannot be gave a Shvach B'Shem Oifin. Now the problem is that Tesis brought a Raya from a Sugi Baba Kama. So if you look over there in Melchames, and that Sugi, and Melchames is before that the whole problem of Ribbis is only on the Shvach HaYesa HaYetziah. Anything at the Lekech, Moitzi and the Sadeh, over there, on that mount, that's not Mexican Ribbis. That doesn't look like Ribbis. But since he was Moitzi Yitzahs and the Sadeh, it makes sense that the Meicher should reimburse him for that. And therefore, the Ramban could learn that the Sugi over there is talking about a case of that he's be Goyve the Shvach, Keneged the Yitzah. Just the mount of Yitzahs over there, and there wouldn't be a problem of Ribbis. Now the Ravid also holds that there's a problem of Ribbis over here, and he says a fish Shmuel that holds Matan over here. If you speak out beferish Achrayis, then the halacha is you have to pay it. Obviously, if you speak out beferish Achrayis, it doesn't have a din of a Matan. And the Ravid says therefore the fish Shmuel he holds like the Ramban and the Ran, it wouldn't help the Eitzis the fish Shmuel, but he says, but this is where he argues with them. He holds that Lafi Rav, since Rav says Mois Bekodin, so therefore he says there's no problem of Ribbis Lafi Rav Bechlal. Firav, it's not a problem of Ribbis because the money that I'm taking back, even if I'm Pirish, that I want back the money, but it's a Pekadin. He's giving it as a Pekadin, he's not giving it as a Alva. So therefore says the Ravid, late Rav, since the money says the din of a Pekadin, the Halacha says the Ramban, says the Ravid, there's no problem of Ribbis, the Firav, and therefore the Firav, it comes out Ladina, he holds like the Marashah learns in Taisvis, that there's no problem of Ribbis Bechal, Firav, Mitam Acher, because he holds that even though Hikerba, he agrees to the Ramban, Svar, Hikerba is an emes a problem of Ribbis, but it's only if we look at the mice as Alba. Mashegin Lefi Rav, that the mice he looks at as Epikadin, there's no problem of Ribbis. Now there's a Sefer HaTrumis in Simon Mem Zayin Ois Beis, and the Sefer HaTrumis is discussing what's the halacha of the money beyad the Meicher. He says the money beyad the Meicher, he discusses, does he have a din of a Shemachinam, Shemesachar, the Gemara says over here to Epikadin, says the Sefer HaTrumis that there's a Pashta Din Alva over here, there's a Pashta Din Alva, And it's pasha that the mois, he could use the money for what he wants. And even though the Gemara says bekadin, it does not mean that he can't be mitzvah the mois. He could be mitzvah the mois, and he's chayv in a full achrayis on the mois. And then the Sivis, and the Sefer HaTshumah speaks out, and he brings a raya, he says that it's Pashit, that it has a din of a mekach. It's like he gave him the money for a mekach, and he can't take it back. He says it's Pashit, that if this Gaza wants to go and throw the lekech off the field, he can't. The lekech could say, I want this other, I bought this other from you. You can't go and throw me out. The meicher, the nigzah, come and throw me out. It's his other, but you, since I made a mekach with you, you have no right to throw me out. It seems like from the Sefer HaTshumah that there's some type of mekach going on here, and he's looking at the Nesivis says that the Sefer HaTshumah is the first, there's some type of mecca going on between the Meicher and the Lekeach. And the Nesivis says, it's Pasha, it's only talking about a case where the Gazan stole the Sada, and he made a chazak in the Sada, and he was using the Sada, and then he went and sold it to someone else. But if someone goes and sells someone else's Sada without going and stealing it with Poyel, then it's Pasha that this whole Svar of the Sefer HaTshumah doesn't apply. This whole Svar of the Sefer HaTshumah is that you can't, that the niggas, the Gazan can't throw the Lekeach on the Sada, it's only if the Gazan went and stole it. And somebody comes to answer with these svaros, but the chayra, it's very shver to understand. The Sefer HaTshumah, it's very shver to understand the Nesivis. The chayra, it's a stolen tzad. There's no mekach over here. The whole thing's a joke from beginning to end. How could there be any? How is it possible to say that have it based on whether or not the Gaza could throw the lekeach off the tzad? That both guys bought him. If the tzad belongs to a third person, which bezin exactly are they going to? That the Sefer HaTshumah is paskening that the Gaza can't throw the lekeach off the tzad. Tzarchi and Gadol on the Nesivis and Tzarchi and Gadol on the Sefer HaTshumah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.